Vayter in Chasim Babas Dav Kuf Ayin Beis. Three lines down. Amar Lahu Rava Bar of Shila. Rabbi Shila says, Lahanu Kasvi Shtari Akniyasa. For those who write Shtaros of Akna, that you're giving over thing, Kisavsisa Shtari Akniyasa, when you go and you write them, the Rashbam says, it's talking about over here, Shtari Matana or a sale. It's not talking about a Halva'a though. Then what should you do when you go and you write them? Iyad isu yoma de kinusube. If you know the day that this transfer is happening, then right the day of on that you saw this matana or the sale that happened, then kisu, you should write it down in the shtar itself. Write down what the date it was that happened. Vilo, and if you don't know what happened, the kisu yoma de kaimisube, then write it on the day in which you are. I mean, that is, that's actually being written right now, even if it's not the time that you saw the actual event take place. Kihechi de lo mitchaze kishikra, in order, that just doesn't look like a lie, like a shtar where there's a lie. Amalahu, Rav Lesafre, Rav used to tell his sofrim that scribes, V'chein Amar Lahu Rav Huna Lesafre, ki kaimisu b'shile, when you're writing in shile, kisvu b'shile. Write that in shile is where it's being written. Even though it was something that was told you in Hine, it's another place. Kikamaisi Bihine, when you're writing a shtar that's in Hine, Kis Bihine, you write in Hine, Vafagav, the Mesir Lechu Bimile Bishile, even though you were told over these ideas in Shile. Just wherever you are, write it. You want it to be as honest as possible. Amarava Haiman Denokit Shtara Bar Mea Zuzi. We have a person who has this shtar for 100 zuz. In other words, you owe me 100 zuz. The Amar, and he says, Shavya Nihale Tre Bene Chamshin Chamshin. Make this shtar for me into two documents of 50 zuz each. The guy owes me 100. Let's switch it into two of 50. Lo Mishavinan Lahu. We don't go and do such a thing unless the one who borrowed is okay with doing such a thing. Right? Only then will we do it. In other words, you can't demand the scissors bam, hai man denokit malva denokit star milve bar mea zuze. The amr lahu kisuli tre bine chamshin kishi yifra li hava chamshin zuze. But if he's back 50, so akar star is a chamishin, well then I'll rip up the 51. Velo yitzarach lichtov shover, I don't have to write a receipt. Lo kasvinan shomidas love. I don't do it without the das of the love. My time. Why? Why is that the case? Of Durabban Milsa the Nichali La Malva Nichali Lova. So Chachamim, they set something up, it's gonna be good for the Malva and for the Lova. Gotta work in have Shalom over here. Mm-hmm. They wanted to make sure that each one is on board. Is this something that works for both of them? Says Rashbam, Nichali La Malva, Kadesh Yachav Leparo. It's good for the Malva because so that the borrower, he pays a little bit. He's going to pressure him to pay more because he has to hold on to something. And Nichali La Lova, it's good for the Lova. Ki yichit the Nifkum Shtari, in order that the lender's Shtar would become less strong by the fact that he paid back part of the loan. Right? Because when a lender, he now wants to go and collect part of it, but the Shtar that he admits was already a little bit paid, he can't forcibly collect unless he takes a shvua that he still owed, part of the things over here. So therefore, sometimes it's going to be to the borrower's advantage that the original shtar is there, then he makes a partial payment, and then he's going to use that document, and he's going to be forced to swear in such a case. Let's say you have the flip. This guy has two shtaros on one person, each one of them, it's worth 50 zuz. V'yomer, he says, you know what? Shavinu ni'ale chad varmeh. Just make me one shtar that's a shtar of 100. So I have to carry these two shtaros over here. Lo mishavinu le, we don't do it. Because avid rabbanan milsa nichal le ma'avid v'nichal le lova. Unless the bar is okay with it, because it's going to be good for both. Nichal le ma'avid, it's good for the ma'avid. Kichidol nifkom shtari, so that his shtar doesn't become less strong if it's partially repaid, because then he has another one which is in full, right? 50 and 50. V'nichal ilov, it's good for the lov of the bar. Kedisha lo yachuf, the paro said that when he repays part of it, he's not going to have to go ahead and write a shover that he has to hold on to and be careful with, and therefore ends up being better for him as well. Amar Avashi, Haman denaket shtar bar mea zuz. If this guy has got a shtar of 100 zuz, the Amr, and he says, shavunin di alei chad bar chimshan, make for me one shtar of just 50 zuz. Right, so he says, you know, I don't want this 100 zuz one anymore. Right, he says, make it only 50 zuz. At the other 50, they're already repaid. And he wants the new shtar to be dated back to the time of the original 100 zuz. Loma shavinan le, we don't go and just do it for my timer. I'm reading as you say, hi mifre pare, the shtar is now being brought by the lender. The borrower already repaid entirely. V'armale havli shtara. And the borrower says to the lender at the time of the repayment, give me back my shtar. V'armale irkasli, oh, I lost it. V'kasavli tavra. And what did he do? He wrote him a tavra, wrote him a receipt for the 100 zuz. Zomapik le hai. And now if we allow the lender to exchange the 100 zuz one for a 50 zuz one, he's going to take out this new one. V'armale, he's going to say to him, hi achrinahu. This 50 zuz shtar over here, it's another loan that's not part connected to your shover. And that's going to mess him over, and therefore we don't allow this to happen. Zot the next Heiliger Mishnah. Shnei Achen. If you got two brothers, Echad Ani Vechad Asher, one of them is poor and the other one is rich. V'iniach lehen aviyah mirchatzu beis abad. And the father, he leaves over for them. He dies, obviously. He leaves over a bathhouse, beis abad, or he leaves him a olive press. What is the din? Ason l'schar. If the father made them, these things are used for renting. The father used them as like, you know, an Airbnb type of zach. Or mikvah B&B. Bathhouse B&B. Then either brother can say that they should be continued to use like that. And the wealthy brother cannot demand that the property be used just for private use. Asachar le'emsa, right? So ason l'schar, then asachar le'emsa, they're rented, and then what they split the schar that they make from it goes down the middle. Ason l'asmal, if he used it for himself, his personal thing, hari asher omer l'ani, the rich one, consider the poor one, kachucha vadam yichasu mechatz, buy slaves for yourself and let them bathe in the bathhouse. In other words, you don't just use a bathhouse for your own private family. It's a big zach over there. So get servants and go ahead. Let them use it. Says Rishbam, Debahi cheskas chazaka shehinicho aviv. For that chazaka, the father left it. Yeli olam, it says like that. V'lo yeniach lo laharbo so lahav yibnei adam b'merchatz elam yibnei beisam. You don't go bring from other people, you bring from the house. Kachach hazesim, buy for yourselves olives, ubov, asam, and beisabad. And then go ahead and use them. And, you know, press them in the olive press over here. Shnaim shayu b'ir achas. You have two people in the same town. Shem echad Yosef ben Shimon. Shem achar Yosef ben Shimon. You have two people with Yosef ben Shimon and another one, Yosef ben Shimon. Ein yichol nehotzi shtar chov ze'al ze. They're not able to bring a loan document one against the other over here. Because right, it's going to be a bit of a problem. V'lo achar yachal otzi aleim shtar chov. That person also can't bring out a shtar chov against them. Nimsal echad bein shtarosav. If there's discovered among someone staros, a shtar that says, shtarosh Yosef ben Shimon parua, shtarosh shneim peruin, says that Yosef ben Shimon is paid up, or then both are there, whatever it is paid up, because we don't know which one it is. Ketzid yasa, so what do you do to make sure this doesn't happen? Yishaleishu, they should add a third name when they go ahead and they read it. So it's Yosef ben Shimon ben Yaakov, Yosef ben Shimon ben Naphtali. V'mayim shulashim, and if, let's say, it goes three names back to the same, then you have to do some sort of simon, some sort of sign that's going to be clear who it is, right? The short one, or the skinny one, the tall one, the dark one. V'mayim mesumanim, if they look the same, the yichtu kohen, you should write kohen if one of them is a kohen, and both of them, right, if only one of them is a kohen, right? That's what you do. Says the Gemara. Harhu shtar adenafik lebibu the Rav Huna. There was a shtar that came out in the court of Rav Huna, the Havik Siv Bey, Ani Ploni Bar Ploni, Lavisi Mani Mimcha. I, Ploni, the son of Ploni, and borrowed a mana from you, but the lender was not written in there. So he says, like, I borrowed 100 zuz from someone, but it doesn't say the name. Beep, turn the page. Kuf, ayin, beis. Amar Rav Huna, mimcha. The words mimcha, Afilu miris galusa, even from the reish galusa. Afilu mi shavur malka, and even from the king shavur. Right? There's no evidence that the person who's holding it is the lender. Therefore, he can't go ahead and collect having this document, because just I took from you could mean anyone. Amar le Rav Chista, Rabba, puk ayin ba, go and check into this. Dilur urta boy la Rav Huna minach, because the evening Rav Huna is going to ask you a question about it. Nafak dachvavsky, went and he found the tiniest, isn't it, Brisa? Get sheisha la veidim. If you have a get that has witnesses signed on it, vein bil zman, but it doesn't have a date that's written on it. I mean, you're supposed to write a date over there. And if you have a get without a date, it's not considered a good get. But the women who remarried because of that, the kids are not mamzerim. This is the, yeah, this is Rashbam, who echad mishosh and gittin psulim, v'im nises of vlad kosher, perikam agarish and gittin. Abba Sholom, Rabbi Sholom says, im kosher bagirish tia yom, if it says they divorced her today. Today, wait, he says Rashbam, kesakadak the chashta, kevan de edim kachazu le bidei, since edim saw it, v'kos of bo hayom, it's like writing actually a time, because the Edom saw it there and it says that day. Kasha, then it's good. Alma, what do we see? Kum tochois hayom hahu yoma nafak be mashma. That the word today is understood the day in which the document comes out in Beis Din, the day that the woman brings it to get to establish a divorce. Hachanam is here also. In the case of, like, I borrowed money from you, so we say mimcha. Mehu gavad enafik mi tuse yade majma. It's from the guy who brought up the shtar. That's that belongs to him. Why can't we just say that? Amalei Abaye, Abaye says v'dilma Abba Shaul k'Rabbi Elazar's feeling. Maybe Elazar k'Rabbi Elazar. Damer edim misir karsi. He says that the witnesses of giving over the get, right? Edim misir, just to see it given over is already good enough. So it doesn't need the get to have a date on it at all. Aval hacha, but over here, when you're saying, I borrow money from you, lechesh l'nefila, we should be worried, maybe the person who had it originally lost it, and this guy came and he found it. So you don't have a raya from there. Amalei, so Rabbi says, Tabai l'nefila l'chashir. Nah, we're not worried about nefila, right? The person has this document, they're going to be careful having it. So therefore, it's them, they have it, it's theirs. We don't tell me the location of the field. Why do we know we're not worried about that? At the time, we're looking at a Mishnah. Shtayim ba'i shayu bi'rachas. We have two people in one town. Shemech Yosef ben Shimon. Shemech Yosef ben Shimon. Two of the same name. In yuchol lahotzi shtarchov az alzeh. V'lo acher yachol lahotzi aleim shtarchov. Ha'heim alacherim yucholim. But they are able to go out and bring a shtar against other people, and the borrower can't claim that the holder of the document is not Yosef ben Shimon lent the money. V'amai, why not? Lechus nefil. Where did it fell? And then the other guy picked it up. Allah, shaminah, lenefil lechashinah. Must be we're not worried about nefila. The Abaye, and what about Abaye? Because Abaye, how do we deal with him? Lenefil dechad lechashinah. He says that, okay, we're not worried about one time, you know, one particular person. But lenefil the rab chashinah, we are worried about the possibility of falling in the cases of many people. That is, go from one Yosef ben Shimon to another one. Okay, we're not worried that that's going to come and happen. But to fall from a person and some random person picking up, it just says, I borrowed it from you without specifying who it is, that to the rabbin we are worried about. Therefore, that would be a bit problematic. Therefore, Abaye would say that if this shtar that goes and falls when you're dealing with rabbin, it's not the particular case of two people with the same name, then you're not able to collect with such a shtar. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.